Giving honor to the full throne of God, today I will be speaking on the spirit of mercy. Mercy is to be kind, compassionate, to be forgiving. Christ is the Lord of mercy, who died for our sins. He forgave us for our sins. We must forgive those who trespass against us. We have to constantly forgive because we want the Lord to forgive us. Now, in the Lord's Prayer, it says to forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Also, you have to just constantly forgive no matter how painful a situation may be between you and another person. Now, Matthew 18, verses 21 to 22. Then came Peter to Christ, and he said, "Lord, how oft will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him till seven times?" Jesus saith unto him, I say unto thee, until seven times, and also until 70 times 7. This is to say, you must constantly forgive those who do hurtful things against you. Now Christ gave a parable also concerning a king who was owed money by his servant. He was owed 10,000 talents. And his servant begged the king to be patient with him and that he would pay him all that he had owed. The king had compassion on him, and he forgave him for what he had owed him. And he didn't have him put in prison because he threatened to put his whole family in prison until he had paid the money. But he forgave him for that, and he didn't have to pay him. Now, but this same servant was owed money by someone else, and that he didn't show compassion on this person. He had this person thrown into prison. Then the king had heard about it, and he had confronted him, and he told him, "O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that you had owed, all of your debt, but so you should have forgiven this person. You didn't have compassion on him for the debt that he owed you, this your fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee." So so the king had delivered him, and he delivered him to be a torturer. Giving honor to the full throne of God, today I will be speaking on the spirit of mercy. Mercy is to be kind, compassionate, to be forgiving. Christ is the Lord of mercy, who died for our sins. He forgave us for our sins. We must forgive those who trespass against us. We have to constantly forgive because we want the Lord to forgive us. Now, in the Lord's Prayer, it says to forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Also, you have to just constantly forgive no matter how painful a situation may be between you and another person. Now, Matthew 18, verses 21 to 22. Then came Peter to Christ, and he said, "Lord, how oft will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him till seven times?" Jesus saith unto him, I say unto thee, until seven times, and also until 70 times 7. This is to say, you must constantly forgive those who do hurtful things against you. Now Christ gave a parable also concerning a king who was owed money by his servant. He was owed 10,000 10,000 talents. And his servant begged the king to be patient with him and that he would pay him all that he had owed. The king had compassion on him, and he forgave him for what he had owed him. And he didn't have him put in prison because he threatened to put his whole family in prison until he had paid the money. But he forgave him for that, and he didn't have to pay him. Now, but this same servant was owed money by someone else, and he didn't show compassion on this person. He had this person thrown into prison. Then the king had heard about it, and he had confronted him, and he told him, "O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that you had owed, all of your debt, but so you should have forgiven this person. You didn't have compassion on him for the debt that he owed you, this your fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee." So the king had delivered him, and he delivered him to be tormented. Until he had paid all that was due unto him. Now Christ said that the Father, he will do the same thing unto you if you don't forgive those who do hurtful things unto you. Now, this can be found in the book of Matthew 18, verses 23 to 35. Now, also to be merciful is to help those that are in need. For example, a person may be in need of food or clothing, even a place to stay in. You show forth mercy by giving alms unto this person, which is financial assistance, and if you are able to. If not, you even can recommend a place, an organization, where the person can go to in order to get his basic necessities, a place that can help this person. And you don't boast about anything that you have done for anyone. You do not sound a trumpet. And this is between you and it's between that person. Now, Matthew 6, verses 1 to 4, it says, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, or your Father which is in heaven. So therefore, when thou doest of thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and also in the streets, that they may be seen of men. So verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thy alms, you do not let thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, and thy alms may be a secret, and the Lord will reward you openly, which seeth in secret." So some of this I paraphrased it. And also he said that he will reward you as well openly. Now, also being merciful is showing kindness and it's being helpful. Now, when someone is in trouble, you help that person. Now, there's a parable in Luke 10, verses 30 to 36, and it speaks about a wounded man that was beaten by thieves, and he was laying on the road, and he was about to die, and no one would help him. They would just pass by him. But there was a certain Samaritan who saw the man, and he helped his wounds to heal, and he also took him to an inn, and the next day when he left, he had gave the owner of the inn monies to help the completion of this man's healing. And also in there was a question, Christ was speaking to a lawyer. He asked him which person was his neighbor. And then the lawyer said it was the person that had helped him. This was his neighbor. And amen.